Insights on Big Door Systems. Authored by Karen Knapstein, Jason Mervick, President, Midland Door Solutions. As you know, post-frame building systems are ideal for constructing large buildings, and with big buildings come the need for big overhead doors. These large openings are essential for moving machinery, livestock, or equipment in and out with ease. Of course, building codes vary depending on location and environmental conditions, and these codes must be met. For instance, in hurricane-prone states like Florida, windload-certified doors are often required. Fortunately, manufacturers such as Schweiss Doors, I-Beam Sliding Doors, TrackRite, and Asta America Janus International offer a wide range of code-compliant products. Selecting the right door for a project can feel overwhelming, given the many options available today. Let's take a step back and explore the fundamentals and available choices to help you make informed decisions. Matching the door to the application. Different applications call for different door types. Identifying the purpose of the door is the first step. For example, a light-duty commercial sheet door is often sufficient for a backyard shed. Conversely, a heavy-duty rolling steel door is better suited for securing a large, high-value equipment shed. As building sizes increase to support commercial or industrial operations, heavier and more robust doors are required. This means using stronger frames and hardware. Using non-engineered, non-wind-rated doors puts both your business and your client's property at risk. Environmental considerations. With storm systems growing in intensity, environmental resilience is a growing concern. According to the National Centers for Environmental Information, severe weather events in the U.S. have increased by about 40% since the 1980s. Additionally, a report from the Insure Our Future Network notes that climate-related insurance losses have climbed from 31% to 38% over the last decade. Since the door is the only moving part of the building's envelope and is used daily, it must be both durable and reliable. High-quality doors and components are essential to ensuring daily performance and long-term durability, especially under extreme weather conditions. Door system options for post-frame structures. Sliding doors. Sliding doors, such as those offered by I-Beam Sliding Doors, are engineered for performance and durability. All their doors meet ASTM E330 wind test certifications. The company uses high-capacity, 6,000-pound trolleys that maintain their alignment and resist binding or failure over time. I-Beam doors come with a lifetime warranty. If the building stands, so does the door. For perspective, a 16x16 commercial-grade sectional door rated for 115 miles per hour wind typically uses 18 rollers, each weighing 350 pounds. That's 6,300 pounds of active hardware. However, sectional door rollers are only under load about 8% of the time, while sliding door rollers carry load 100% of the time. Underbuilt trolleys can easily fail under wind pressure or wear over time. Another benefit, sliding doors mount outside the building. When wind presses against them, they seal tighter. Adding perimeter seals enhances protection from wind, dust, and debris. Sheet doors. Sheet doors are made from corrugated steel and roll into a coil above the opening. Their compact design makes them ideal for applications with limited headroom, such as storage units, sheds, barns, garages, and warehouses. There are two primary types, dead axle and live axle assemblies. Dead axle doors have a stationary axle housed inside a barrel, which protects the springs and prevents the shifting issues common with live axle doors. This results in smoother, more consistent operation. Dead axle assemblies are factory greased, offering rust and corrosion resistance while reducing friction between spring coils. This design extends the door's life and minimizes the need for ongoing maintenance. Sheet doors also come in light, medium, and heavy-duty models, differentiated by the gauge and depth of the guides. While heavy-duty models offer more durability, selecting the right duty level for your specific application ensures cost efficiency without compromising performance. Rolling steel doors. Though similar in operation to sheet doors, rolling steel doors are built with interlocking slats rather than a single sheet. This slatted design provides greater strength and allows the doors to be manufactured in much larger sizes. Some models are available up to 40 feet wide and 30 feet high. A key feature of rolling steel doors is service cutouts, which allow damaged slats to be replaced without replacing the entire curtain. This significantly lowers maintenance and repair costs. These doors are available in a wide range of models: standard service doors, insulated versions, wind-rated and fire-rated models, counter shutters, and rolling grills. Their space-saving design also helps optimize lighting, HVAC, and fire suppression systems. One-piece hydraulic doors. One-piece hydraulic doors are an ideal option for post-frame buildings, new or retrofitted. Hydraulic doors open to the outside of post-frame buildings, so they do not reduce headroom on the inside. Hydraulic doors are quiet, safe, and open quickly via remote control. They can be constructed with a variety of insulation materials to help maintain energy efficiency in temperature-controlled post-frame buildings. Another benefit of hydraulic doors includes the ability to custom finish doors to match the building's exterior and interior. They can also be engineered to meet mandated wind load requirements. Bifold doors. Using bifold doors on a post-frame building allows for the design for large doors up to 80 or 100 feet wide. Bifold doors open to the outside of the building, so they do not reduce headroom. They are available with strong and durable lift straps to ensure safety and a door that opens quickly. Bifold doors are ideal where it snows because they lift up and out of the snow. Sectional doors. Sectional doors, common in residential garages, either retract vertically or arc into the interior space. While they offer good insulation, high R values, and low U factors, they may not be ideal for industrial or commercial use due to their complex mechanics and high maintenance needs. They also occupy a significant amount of wall and ceiling space, which can interfere with lighting, HVAC systems, and fire sprinklers. Moreover, they are constantly exposed to environmental elements, which can shorten their service life. When selecting doors, be aware of regional building codes. For example, wind load certified doors are often required in hurricane zones. For specifics, refer to the International Building Code published by the International Code Council. Door tracks, the unsung hero. Choosing the correct door track system is vital to ensuring smooth operation and longevity. The framing material matters. For instance, wood can warp in humid climates, which affects track alignment. Round and square tracks each have their pros and cons. Square tracks offer a traditional aesthetic, but typically have a lower weight capacity and collect debris. Round tracks, on the other hand, provide superior load distribution, self-cleaning action, and longer service life. Nylon wheels on round tracks also ensure quieter operation. Proper installation is key. Doors must fit snugly against the building and secure on all sides to prevent wind damage. Heavy-duty hardware can make all the difference in high wind areas. Flat track is another option, but may not suit all environments. Its open design exposes the system to elements unless it's sheltered by a roofline or overhang. Final thoughts. If your approach has been to build the structure and leave the opening for someone else to close, that's your prerogative. But remember, your name is still on the building. Even if you didn't install the door, if it fails or looks out of place, it reflects on you. Taking the time to specify and install a high-quality door system enhances not only the building's functionality, but also your reputation as a builder who delivers complete, well-finished projects. Resources: A-Stay America, www.america.com, iBeam Sliding Doors, iBeam Door Components, mwycomponents.com, Schweiss Doors, bifold.com, TrackRite Door, www.trackrite.com. Four factors when purchasing a bifold or hydraulic door. From concept to installation, a building owner has a lot of decisions to make when purchasing and installing a new overhead door for a shop or equipment storage building. With a broad selection of doors, bifold, hydraulic, and tracked, sometimes narrowing a decision can be challenging. The process doesn't have to be a hassle, however. Whether it's time to retrofit an old agricultural building or build something new, consider these four key items before making a decision on a new agricultural, aviation, or commercial door. 1. Choose convenience. Pesky latches are easy to forget. Certain overhead bifold doors come standard with a single latch system and safety switch for easy operation. A single latch ultimately saves time compared to a double latch system, and the safety switch eliminates the risk of damage that can be caused when a user forgets to release the latch. For more convenience, some manufacturers offer an automatic latch. which allows operators to open the door with the push of a button, even from the comfort of a vehicle. Beyond convenience, bifold as well as hydraulic doors provide building owners easy access to equipment by not obscuring the building's opening. This allows users to use the full height and width of the doorway when entering or exiting, ideal for retrofitting an old building to accommodate today's large machinery. 2. Choose speed. Large sliding doors can be a pain to open and close, especially in the winter. With a bifold or hydraulic door, the process is simplified, saving time and money, as well as getting quick access to equipment. Hydraulic doors, the fastest choice, open as much as 25% faster than other large doors. When choosing a door, look for a strong, durable operating system with an electric over hydraulic power unit, up to 5 horsepower. Certain bifold doors use nylon straps that wrap over itself to lift the door. Straps like cable systems account for stresses that are 5 times greater than the weight of the door, but due to the wrap effect, it increases the speed of the door. 3. Choose durability. Make your investment last by choosing an all-steel door, one built with heavy-gauge steel tubing and a robust truss system. This delivers unwavering strength and durability, even in harsh weather, compared to doors constructed with a combination of wood and steel. Another aspect to consider is component durability. Look for doors built with cold-formed steel hinges welded to the door's frame and linked together with cold-formed hinge pins. Beyond the doorframe construction, look for a door designed with a solid welded construction rather than bolt-together designs. Solid welded doors offer a stronger frame design with less chance of parts loosening over time, resulting in virtually no maintenance. 4. Choose reliability. When considering retrofitting a new door on an existing building, the strength of components is especially important. Retrofitting saves time and money while expanding a building's opening to accommodate today's new, larger equipment. Make sure the construction is done right, though. Work with a manufacturer who understands what it takes to make a door that lasts. A good manufacturer will start by inspecting the structure, from the jamb and steel header to foundation, to ensure the building is suitable for a retrofit. Upon inspection, the manufacturer will design a new steel header and jamb to mount to the face of the building. From there, the manufacturer should work closely with the contractor to ensure the support frame, jamb, and header system are adequately sized for the existing structure. Also, using a heavy-gauge steel frame structure allows for the building to handle the stresses exerted by the door. While no frame is truly self-supporting, when a manufacturer and contractor work together, an effective solution can be developed for any type of building. With all of these factors, it's important to work closely with a manufacturer. Choose one willing to work one-on-one with customers to build a door to exact specifications, on time, and on budget. Find a company that will take charge of the entire process, from design to manufacture to installation and finish work. This ensures the door is done right the first time. Plus, a partnership with a manufacturer means questions get answered, and if needed, warranty work gets completed quickly. Whether building from the ground up or making the old new again, take your time, follow these steps, and partner with the right manufacturer. Jason Mervick is the president of Midland Door Solutions and offers more than 20 years of industry experience. As president, his responsibilities include overseeing the manufacturing and installation departments and ensuring the best customer service. He can be reached at jason@midlanddoorsolutions.com.